is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. Now, 5:07. Well, the Prime Minister has been forced to talk tough on boat people today as a report in Australia claimed Operation Sovereign Borders has turned back four boats trying to get across the ditch to New Zealand. The Courier-Mail says there are fears in the intelligence community that people smugglers plan to cash in on our new left-leaning government. It follows Jacinda Ardern reiterating her offer to Malcolm Turnbull to resettle 150 Manus Island refugees. Now, Dr. John Coyne is an intelligence and border security expert in Canberra. And, Doctor, good evening to you, and thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. At all, Larry.
So, John, this report that four boats bound for New Zealand have been turned back, how much credence do we give to that?
Look, I mean, we have to give it on face value that that's come from the Prime Minister, I mean, in Australia. And secondly, though, and I think this is the most important thing to remember, and it has a couple of points. Point number one goes like this. There's 65 million people in the world that want to move and are refugees or asylum seekers. Each year, about 180,000 of those people are accepted somewhere in the world. There's about 850 million people globally living below the poverty line, and all of those people, of course, want something new or want better conditions for themselves. There's a huge demand for a regular migration in the globe right now. And like Australia, New Zealand is a wonderful place to live. So there's not surprising that there is a market for people wanting to come to New Zealand.
And with our Prime Minister reiterating her desire to take 150 Manus Island refugees, does that in any shape or form encourage people smugglers to start up again, to get to New Zealand, do you think?
Look, the short answer to that is yes, but and I'm not playing sort of weasel words here either, but I think the issue is that you're not going to see, you're not like Europe in the sense that you're not going to see 1.4 million people all of a sudden cross over to New Zealand in 1 year. Geography has been kind in that sense to both New Zealand and Australia. There is most definitely an opportunity for people, those who want to smuggle people, to now market a service to New Zealand. There is obviously going to be, if there's a chance or people perceive that there's a chance that they will be accepted in their receiving country, then that the sale of that service is more possible. And as we've seen, I think the numbers in the newspaper report said that four or five boats turned back 140 people, and that's what we're talking about here. But you've got to remember, it's from the north of Australia to the shores of New Zealand. It's some of the world's most treacherous sea. And, you know, the sorts of boats to traverse that journey, they're not in large supply in places like Papua New Guinea and in Indonesia.
Now, the Manus Island offer against this backdrop of border security, why do you think Malcolm Turnbull is hedging? He doesn't want to take these he doesn't want to give us the 150 refugees.
Look, this all comes down to the basic premise that the government has supported for the most part by the Labor government, which is breaking the business model for people smugglers. Now, the idea being here is that, if you get to New Zealand, two things could be possible. Number one is that, Australia becomes a de facto processing centre for smugglers, for people sending people onwards to New Zealand, or alternatively that, given the nature of our wonderful relationship between our two countries, that once you get New Zealand citizenship, you can get to Australia anyway. So I think, they're issues that are sitting in the Prime Minister and the Australian government's mind at the moment.
And if New Zealand were to go directly to PNG, I mean, one of their partners, the Green Party here, want them to do this and take those refugees, how do you think Australia would react to that?
Look, I mean, that's a tough one to say, because realistically Australia's response to that will be gauged by, or will be driven by, how that decision impacts on the people smuggling business models and how we go forward. So how will the people who are providing people smuggling services react to that decision? How that impacts on Australia's strategy, like Op Sovereign Borders, etc. So I think it's very difficult to challenge at this stage, but suffice to say, there is a good chance that sort of decision will disrupt Australia's model for disrupting people smuggling. And when I say that, it's important to notice that with the exception of a small boat arriving in the northern waters with some Chinese citizens on it. We had well over, and until that point, well over 1,000 days without a successful people smuggling endeavour arriving in Australia.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the program. That is Dr. John Coyne, head of the Border Security Program at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Larry Williams Drive. Big changes could be on the way.